Hi, I'm Lee Chantel, and this is The Power of Words. Today, I'm going to talk about something that can be quite depressing and can be confronting to some people that aren't aware of it. I am a vegan. I have been a vegan for over 14 years, and I am a vegan. This means that I do not consume any animal products, any animal flesh, or anything that comes from an animal source. I do this because I believe in the rights of all animals and I love all my animal friends, whether they're cute, cuddly, or normally seen as edible. I would like to share this spoken word piece of mine, and it's called Piece by Piece. And it actually talks about the process from beginning to end of an animal that has been living in a factory farm and what happens when it goes to be slaughtered. I think if you're not aware of this process, it's really important to listen to this. And in this piece, I actually have performed this as a spoken word piece with a guitarist in the past, and the guitarist featured on this today is Ben Gill. This is my song called my spoken word piece called Piece by Piece. You can see more of my lyrics and songs on leechantel.com.
Just because I am still alive, you cannot stop the production line. The making of your dinner starts in a noisy chamber, shielded from view by stainless steel walls covered in blood. I emerge from a narrow chute to be stunned or knocked on the head. I want to walk in the meadows. I want to play in the mud. To be effective with your stun gun, you must have precision, but you don't, for I hear the howls of the undead that surround who you were supposed to kill. These animals still feel the pain, some live just to be drowned. These animals you call dead are not able to inflict on you retribution, for their legs are now tied to chains. Foreman says with a smile that all abide by the guidelines. We were forgotten long before and still are today. I will inflict to all of you the wounds you have inflicted on me. I may not be able to get all of you when I'm alive, but keep wearing your chest pads and hockey masks, for I vow to haunt all your dreams at night. You shackle me to a moving chain where you bleed and butcher me. Faster, faster, don't worry if I'm awake to see. I blink, I make noises, I move my head around. I let my eyes look around, trying to find someone who will help me here, but a savior just cannot be found. I will die piece by piece, supposed to already be dead, but I am not before I meet the tail cutter, belly ripper and more. All these jobs you have to do for the measly sum of money the company gives just to feed your family of four. You haven't killed me correctly, have you? I will moan as you knife me in the back, the front all over. You think I don't know what your fate has mounted me to, but I know and I see and will put up a fight before this is all over. Why am I here now? Why can't I be in the fields, wandering around without a single care? I guess you can't see through this money, power and greed. These sins of yours will find you, I swear. My blinking reflexes are right in your face. Is this not a sign of a conscious brain? Economically viable speed means more money and guidelines not adhered to. Oh well, you've decided not to care along with the rest of your co-workers, haven't you? Electrocute me, jam prods into me anywhere you can, just for the amusement of you all. Take the knives and stick them into my side. Did you ever even attempt to work out what you do this for? Large clippers snip off the lower parts of my legs and arms. I lash out in agony and pain. No matter what I do, I cannot change it, for I am restricted by this chain. I am not properly stunned, so I render this insensible pain. This fear and pain produces hormones in me that will damage the meat that will meet your teeth. But still you eat and eat. The side puller comes to strip my hide, 7 minutes on the disassembly line. Already my thighs, belly and sides have been cut in two. Now it's time for you to strip the skin from my legs to my neck. Don't think I am still not conscious enough to struggle, but to no avail, you peel the skin all the way to my head. I can dream, and when I do, I wish for green grass and sun. I can also see you consuming me, along with more fat and more sugar, already well known in your diet. Do you not see the irony of this? You feed me what you should be consuming, and then in turn you feed on me, to end up fat and unhealthy, not the intelligent, compassionate individual you could be. You still do not realize the performance doesn't simply just decline when it's sped up and sped up. It will crash and burn and then die. Boost your profits by boosting your killing time, because who would want to pay extra for their burger and fries? I am dying piece by piece. I cannot attempt to rid myself from this fate you have allowed. I will end up in the stomach of another victim of choice, choosing not to be informed by what is out of bounds. I know I soon will be dead, I know this process well, but why can't I die with some element of dignity? Why is this only about what profit you can make? Why am I only to you what you can take from me? I dream of the sun on my back, I eat the grass of my ancestors, I run in the fields aware of true happiness and love. I choose to forget the situation I am in now, I want to forget what you have chosen to not see above. I dream that I am content in all the fields of home. I hope that in my next life I will be appreciated for more than my body, more than what I can be for you. When will you understand and not allow this process to be validated? Be sure that my memory will haunt you and that you will never be free. I vow to be the recurring image that will always haunt your dreams.
Therefore, the power of words today has come to you with the power of education and the power that hopefully you can empathize with the animal that this piece spoke of. My name is Lee Chantel. Thank you for paying attention. You can see the video of this online at youtube.com/vivalavegan.net. Have a wonderful week and please become a vegan.